This story's headline is Blue Handling Defends Decision to Cut Employee Numbers at Stansted Airport, and it comes from the Houston Gazette. A company responsible for handling baggage at Stansted Airport has defended its decision to lay off more than 100 staff without using the government's furlough scheme. Blue Handling has allegedly made cuts despite assurances staff not retained on full pay will be furloughed using the scheme, which sees 80% up to £2,500 a month of an employee's wages covered by the government. Harlow MP Robert Halfond says the firm has implemented the scheme for certain employees, but not others, leaving around 110 employees redundant. Some of these employees were not on the payroll as of the 28th of February and were not eligible for the scheme. However, it has been suggested that some were employed by Blue Handling before the cut-off date. In response to the redundancies, Blue Handling's managing director, Anthony Mark, said, "The personal and economic impact that COVID-19 has had on our people and our industry is simply devastating. We are a people business, and this decision has not been taken lightly. We are doing what is necessary to protect jobs and our business in the long term. We have offered alternative local work for all these individuals within the NHS. We are proud to be able to offer this and will continue to focus on protecting our business for the future." There's a picture of Stansted Airport as it was, I expect, before COVID-19 came into effect, because it's got lots of cars waiting outside or dropping people off. And it's as you would expect to see it, with that great big canopy over the entrance and exit gates and doors.